Lupa kuat kata Adnan luat suka Dalai pakuat kata Meow, NeuroMarvies. This episode is reminding me of the saying, if wishes were horses, which reminds me of my own childhood with horses as my special interest, but I'll get into my own bio another time. What is driving my desire to do this episode is going around on YouTube and different social media and seeing people discuss the topic of changing into a neurotypical. If it were possible, if they could wave a magic wand, would they go from autistic to neurotypical, or from their child going from autistic to neurotypical? And most of them that I have read have said, no, I wouldn't change myself. I wouldn't change my kid. Now, if you're talking about Autism Speaks and moms, parents who have kids with level 3 profound autism with kids requiring substantial support, then I hear other things. But for the most part, and I also tend to check out people who are into self-advocacy, but, you know, their whole thing is, well, if someone came up to you and said, oh, I feel really bad for you because you're neurotypical and you think like everybody else, and if you were able to change yourself into someone who was autistic or neurodiverse, you would do it, right? And if they said, no, I'm just fine thinking the way I am, I'm getting along fine in the world being neurotypical, you know, would you say, oh, well, you're just saying that in the privacy of your own thoughts, you would think something completely different? I would say, first of all, people who are autistic, the actual adult who is being asked the question, they've always been autistic. You know, they've always been inside their own mind. I think a person can say, I would like to be accepted by society. And there are some people who might be a little self-hating who might say, yeah, if I could switch into someone neurotypical who could get along better in this society, hell yeah, I would do it. And maybe the term self-hating is a little bit strong, but understandably, some people are very at their wits' end about how their disability, which is what it is, whether it's a social disability or an objective one, is being seen and treated and perceived in the society. So I myself have had days when I have asked myself, if me, if you could go, and this is perspective taking, right? The thing that we're not supposed to be able to do, at least as young kids, but me, if you could go into the body of and brain of a neurotypical and live in society, would you do that? Maybe on some of my worst days, I would. Or maybe on some of my very curious days, I would. But as it is, I don't see how the hell I can know the difference enough to, I can look around and say, yeah, neurotypicals are treated better. Yes, neurotypicals seem to have fewer bumps in the road than autistic people do. And certainly there's no stigma for being neurotypical and a huge stigma for being autistic. And in fact, the word autistic has once again come around to mean someone stupid. And I know it in some places it always was that way, but it's somehow more accepted now with the whole meme about the autistic shriek that goes, "Ree!" You know, I mean, some of it can even be vaguely funny at certain times, depending on what you're going through. Or if you direct it towards yourself and sort of reclaim it, make an inside joke about it. But for the most part, neurotypicals are not stigmatized while autistics are. However, if you were to really have to make that choice, and I've seen people on Reddit, they were asked the question, if you could be neurotypical for a day, would you, or would you choose to be wealthy for a day? And you'd have to spend all that money within one day. A few people actually said that they would be neurotypical on that day because they wanted to experience life from that standpoint. And hey, I can't begrudge them that. So I do think it's about the individual, but it can really hurt the feelings of a parent. So a lot of the time the parents have autism and the kids are autistic too. So, you know, if you're asking someone who is perfectly fine being autistic with no self-stigma and no stigma against the autism of their kids, and you're insisting that they're wrong and you're right, that they don't know their own mind and that the mind of you as a neurotypical must be correct while their own mind as an autistic is inherently flawed and incapable of making a decision like that, or that they're flat out lying to themselves. That's just wrong. I mean, come on. I have heard that argument made before about being fat because there is a strong fat positive community out there too. And there's this Tumblr called This is Thin Privilege. And the people who frequent that Tumblr generally are fat positive or fat activists or into fat liberation, or they're at least trying to be. Some of them are legitimately trying to get over an eating disorder. But there was a guy who came by and said, I know that you women, if you could choose, or any of you, if you could choose to be thin, you would, and that you're putting on this fat positive persona because it's the next best thing and it's what you think that you would be able to achieve. So you make do and you make this big to-do about it. That, I don't know. I think there are people, I think Whitney Thor is a person who, you know, her identity is based on being the size that she is. And if she were not, then she wouldn't have the career that she has. Or if she had a big career, I don't know, it might be for a different reason. You never know in life how things are going to work out. But I think the main take-home point here that I'm trying to make is somebody else should not have the say-so or take up space in your mind to the point where they convince you that you don't know your own situation enough to say, hey, you're wrong. Actually, I'm autistic. My kids are autistic. We're happy and we're fine the way we are. So just wanted to throw that out there. And if there's anyone with any ideas, I encourage people to message me. And this podcast is going on to different platforms now. So I'd be very curious as to what you had to say about the question of being autistic or choosing to be neurotypical, if that choice were possible. So thank you, NeuroMarvies, meow, and have a great evening.